Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the Doctor Love Show. The show that helps you stress less and live more. Today's episode, we're having a discussion around the conversational topic of, are you playing with your life or living it? I have one question for you today. That question is, how much television have you watched this week? If television pays you, if you have a job that you can make money watching television, then I am so proud of you for being in your niche. However, if you have something else you could be doing that pays you and you're not doing it, are you living the life that you want? Or are you heading towards the life that you want? Today, we're discussing whether you should work or play. For some people, their dedication to work is religious. It is ritual. It is what they do. It defines who they are. Meanwhile, on the other side of the spectrum are the individuals who all they do is play. Now, the individual who works a consistent ritualistic schedule or more or less has a system of blocking out time and getting work done to move projects forward leads a different kind of life and has a different lifestyle than the individual who plays, unless, of course, they're a comedian or the playing is like a professional athlete or something like that. If that's what you do, then, like I said, I give you credit for being right where you belong. However, most regular Americans today, the entertainment industry has more or less seduced you into believing that television and entertainment is what you do. And for in some cases, it is who certain individuals become. It is what they are. They are the Justin Biebers of the world, the whoever the hottest movie star is. They know all their demographics. They know where they live. They know what kind of food they eat. But they don't know how to survive in a world that's changing around them. For me, I'm a strong advocate for individuals being happy and positive and pleased with their lives and what they're doing. But at the same time, there are so many situations where you go to work, working a job that you don't like, or other things that you do that you don't really want to have in your life, but you're doing these things and self-sabotaging. You know, you're taking that gun and you're putting it to your own foot and you're pulling the trigger until the clip's empty. Is that what you really want to do? I know for me, I'm not feeling it. I just, no. I realize that there are times that I really get tunnel vision and I just happen to be in a situation that I love what I'm doing, that I love the engagement that social media has provided me and the income it provides me as well as the consulting that I do. I love that. And there are times that I could get up, you know, I usually get up about 5 a.m. and I can go and realize, wait a second, it's 2:00 in the afternoon and it seems like time just didn't exist. However, I need to make sure that I eat. I need to make sure that I get up and do those things. But for some individuals, they get up and then they walk into a scenario or situation where they're depressed, they're upset. They have this list of things that they have to deal with that just boggles my mind that they continually do that every day. Now, I know for me, my ultimate goal for myself would be able to live anywhere I want, go and do whatever I want, be able to help and contribute at a very high level to individuals who in today's society don't believe that they have the options that God has given every single one of us. Do not let your opportunity slide by you like, you know, water in when it's raining going down a window. When you look at that window and you just see, you know, the rain coming down, it could be one of two things depending on your perspective. It can be, oh my God, I'd rather have sun. Or it can be, look at that rain. Rain is something that is necessary for the survival of life on this planet. If there is no rain, everything dies. Water is one of the, you know, most important things that we can do on a regular basis, and that's take water in. If it's like air, if you don't have it, you die. But for some people, they don't believe that for their dreams. I've heard the phrase, fake it till you make it. I'm going to change that today. I'm going to ask everybody to faith it until they make it. And what I mean by that is just have faith that if you just believe in yourself and believe in your possibility, the world will open up for you and create new opportunities every single time. The problem is whether or not you believe that it's possible for you. You don't let your environment control what you believe in, because when you separate yourself from the world and you close your eyes, your subconscious doesn't know what's real and what's not. So if you believe and you constantly think about those things that you want to have in your life, and you put yourself into those scenarios where you're visualizing you have them already, your subconscious says, hey, that's real, and starts to make things happen and put things into motion, helping you have different kinds of conversations, making better choices, and moving you towards those things that you focus on most. The same thing happens in the contrary. If all you're doing is complaining and you're focused on everything that's wrong, guess what happens? More of it shows up. So when you decide to stop the train of doubt and fear, that's when the beauty starts to appear. That's it for this episode of the Dr. Love Show, and I look forward to the next episode where I get to share a moment with you. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.